world is a vampire. Sent to drain secret destroyers.
Again, I come back to, we have a tremendous amount of things that need to be done here. I don't see that being in a proxy war with Russia is beneficial to us here at a price tag of $54 billion. And let's be, you know, and I like and respect Congressman Tim Walberg, I do, but I disagree with him on this. And here's why. The idea that they're going to pay us back. America never gets paid back anything. We spend money on, whether it's Haiti or you know, Africa or Ukraine, doesn't matter. We don't get paid back anything by anybody ever. You know, Donald Trump was right. We spent all the money. We spent all the money to, you know, fund NATO for decades until Trump said, we're not doing that anymore. Either you put in your fair share, we'll just won't pay it. Then they got on board. Well, I've got an idea. How about all of the countries in Europe that didn't pay their appropriate amount, what they had promised to pay, should make up for it now? How about that? How about they pay for that now? Good idea. Good idea. We've got much bigger things to concern ourselves with. You know, in the here's a fact. You know, the price of diesel, and diesel is becoming scarce too. Talking about scarcity. Scarcity is really important. The level of price increase for farm diesel. See, farm diesel is cheaper. They don't pay taxes on it, of course. But it's gone from $2.20 to $4.70. Ukraine obviously has its problems right now. But if the U.S. grain reserves are shrinking, inflation is ongoing, diesel is in short supply, especially on the East Coast. Many of America's farmers are positioned for another year of profit. Means that because of the war, global weather challenges, the 2021 crop price rally should continue. Wheat recently jumped to an all-time high. Corn and soybeans trading near record highs. Still, prices will collapse, potentially. And the cost of diesel and other key farm necessities will not. I mean, diesel prices the highest they've ever been in America right now. And warnings of shortages of diesel fuel, especially in the eastern U.S., tightened supply chains again. Wholesale prices in Chicago still up 75% from a year ago as far as grain and so forth. But diesel is the lifeblood of this country, whether it's farming or 18-wheelers or locomotives pulling trains. Fuel costs have jumped. Basically, fuel costs have doubled per acre of planting. According to Ben Reinch, he's a Iowa farmer for corn and soybeans, from $35 an acre to $70. And diesel, he says, is only one of the problems. Propane has doubled in price from last year as well. That's what farmers, if you don't know this, the big dryers, they have power dryers. If there's rain and moisture, they have to get the moisture level down in corn, the moisture level down in soybeans before it can be shipped and sold. So the price of propane has doubled. Then you've got heavy rain in the U.S. and Canadian prairies right now. And, of course, the soaring price at the gas pump. So milk being hauled, fuel surcharges on that. No way to pass that on. The milk prices come up to offset that, but it goes on to the consumer, so we get hurt in that. But fertilizer prices, those have also doubled. So that's why technology helps in some ways here, because GPS systems on these fancy new, you know, green tractors that come out of Illinois and so forth, you don't put fertilizer on the same ground twice because you use GPS, right? You don't plant over where you've already been accidentally, so you don't use extra crop. You try to keep your energy use down. But the scary thing is this, is when the weather turns in Argentina or the war stops in Ukraine and they can recover some of their production levels. And so therefore the price of wheat and corn and beans on the world market come down. That will crush the American agricultural sector potentially. So Joe Biden and the Democrats are crushing the energy sector by design. They're crushing us by design by leaving the borders open currently. And then, if the price of corn and wheat plummet, then the farm sector gets pummeled. There's a whole series of problems that we're dealing with right now. That's just the way it is, a whole series of issues to deal with. And so these shortages are real and concerning, and the prices are high, and the future is uncertain. That's why I tell you, not a bad year. Not a bad year to plant a garden. In fact, you might remember the diesel shortage of the 1970s that caused that work stoppage. For several days, there was a strike by truck drivers. You know, it's not normal. Food processing plants have caught fire. Grain silo fires. The destruction of cattle, poultry, and hogs. Warehouse fires. Feed processing plant fires. A whole bunch of plants taken out of production. Plus all of these expensive, these surges in prices. I don't like the word unprecedented, but I find myself looking at it more and more right now. I'm going to take a quick break and be back. Don't go anywhere. Remember to check out SteveGruber.com. Read Liberty Page every day. Make you grow up big and strong. And soon a news site for you to check out, MichiganNewsSource.com. Straight news, like you want it. MichiganNewsSource.com, coming soon to a computer near you. I'll take a break and be back. Headlines every day. The price of everything is going up, and nothing's going up faster than the cost of energy. What if your heating and cooling bill doubled or tripled? What would that mean to you and your family? For most people, it would be devastating. It's time you learned about WellConnect. With WellConnect, you might be able to cut your utility costs by hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars a year. And if you already have a well in the yard, you already have the key piece of equipment for a 100% renewable energy source. That's right, your well can be the heart of a WellConnect hybrid geothermal system. WellConnect is a Michigan-made solution to cutting your utility bills. In the last year alone, WellConnect reduced propane consumption by 1 million gallons, saving Michigan homeowners over $1 million. Why gamble on the price of energy? Get connected to WellConnect. Right now, you can still qualify for a 26% federal tax credit and utility rebates, but they won't be here forever. Find out more right now. Visit WellConnectSaves.com, WellConnectSaves.com, or call 989-356-2113. WellConnect.